to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, femdoms and comics, porn stars and presidences, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God. Jesus. Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh. We may or may not be children of Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Rama, Dhamma, Adonai, Eloheinu. But one thing we know so far, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
Oh, yes, indeed. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Susan Block Show. And I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves. And yes, we are broadcasting live from Bonoboville.
Yeah.
The little church of Bonoboville, brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. And if it's live that you're hearing us right now, well then, I'm all dressed up. As you can see, I almost look like a Trump supporter. I've got so much red, white, and blue. But I'm a patriot, not a hatriot. And it is 4th of July week. Yeah. If you're tuned in live right now, yeah. Happy, happy. Oh, yeah. And I just want to say, no hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here. Yes, indeed. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It wasn't so strong. Can I get an A women?
A women.
I think the women understand. We need sometimes to escape, you know, when somebody's brutalizing you, whether it's your spouse or your government, or gangs, or American occupation, sometimes you've got to just flee for your life. So, that's what some people are doing. Yes, indeed. And I want to say three cheers and a bonobo beer for all the true Americans protesting the evil, icy detention camps of Trump's creation. An extension, of course, of the evil, icy detention camps of Obama, but a much bigger extension. Yes, indeed. But it is the 4th of July, and I'm just wrapping myself in the flag. Ooh, especially since it's been under Phoenix's ass. Though our country has been hijacked by a clown car of plutocrats, driven off the rails by Adolf Twitler, who relishes separating children from their parents at our border and from life itself in Afghanistan and Yemen and all the other places we're using up American ordnance so we can buy some more. And who just got punked by Stuttering John on Air Force One, who pretended to be... Did you see that? He pretended to be a...
Senator.
A senator. And Trump took his call. Maybe he'll take mine. What about it? Yeah. The Trumpist is gagged on the Dr. Susan Block Show under gag order, because that's the only way we can deal with him. And that's the best way for him to be. But unfortunately, he's been released into, I guess, our democracy. And, you know, kind of Trumpetizing the Congress and the Supreme Court. It's all happening. Yes, the punk is punking us. But we can still celebrate America's birthday. Yes, I've even got some Morning Glory sparklers. Can I light one, Captain Max?
He left.
Oh, he left. Maybe I can light
there
one.
There he is.
Oh, can I light a sparkler? I promise not to burn down the place. I'm not
please.
Antifa. I'm just, you know, trying to get a little excitement going here. Do you have a lighter?
Yeah. I have a lighter.
Okay.
I do.
So, you know, happy birthday, USA. And I know it's not July 4th exactly if you're tuned in live, but America's birthday is actually July 2nd. That's right. And that was a dud. No, you can do it. I know. Sometimes you got to try again. If at first you don't get hard or fire, you... Yeah. It'll go. Okay. Yeah. Whoa. Did it? Whoa. Are you okay? Yo. America's birthday can be dangerous. Watch out. Be careful. Don't be shooting off no firecrackers. Don't be shooting off your fingers, you know, because how are you going to finger anybody if you got no fingers, right? But it's fun to celebrate fireworks. Fireworks are orgasms for the eyes, in a way, as long as you don't get burned.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So, yes. The Declaration of Independence was actually signed, sealed, and delivered on July 2nd. Mm-hmm. That's the date that actually Founding Father John Adams thought would be America's birthday. But the thing was printed and posted in the press 2 days later. So it became July 4th. And that's the power of the fake news. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. It's always been a little bit off our news. It's never been completely accurate like science. But it's a lot more accurate than dictators and most religions. So, you know, you kind of take your accuracy where you can. And you honor the attempt that is made of journalism. Well, I don't know if you do. All bets are off these days. I do. We do here in Bonoboville. We honor our fellow journalists. And, you know, we consider ourselves journalists. We do a blog. We do the show. We talk about the news. We have our opinions, as all journalists do. And we, you know, really honor the real news people, the ones who are reporters going out into the field. And, gosh, we need our news people. So may I make a plea on this day of celebrating freedom, this week Don't kill them, whatever your politics, okay? I know, I'm sure that falls on a lot of deaf ears, but I got to come out and say it because so many people are saying the opposite, and it's happening. That's right. I guess most of you know that the other day, the journalists, five journalists at the Capitol Gazette, one of America's oldest newspapers in Annapolis, Maryland, were mass murdered. And a bunch of other people were wounded in this office by, you could call him a nut. I don't know. It was a day or two after professional right-wing lunatic Milo Yiannopoulos encouraged vigilantes to start, quote, gunning journalists down on sight. And, of course, the Trumpus is always telling us that journalists are the enemy of the people. And some people believe that. Journalists aren't perfect. Nobody is. But they're not the enemy. I don't know if we even have an enemy. We have ourselves to deal with. I don't even consider the Trumpus the enemy, because we put him there, even though he didn't really win an election. The Electoral College put him there and the gerrymandering, but, he's our Trumposity. And we're responsible. And yet, calling journalists the enemy of the people, what does that inspire? Well, it inspired this shooter, I guess. He was inspired by a lot of things. I mean, the surface is that he had a personal vendetta against this newspaper because they had published some negative stories about him because he, well, here we go. Misogyny. It's often a characteristic of these shooters. They're often white, male, incel. Not always incel, but very often incel. This guy seems to have been an incel. Incel is involuntary celibate. And some of them are just having arguments with their wives or ex-girlfriends. And definitely there is a thread of misogyny. So this guy, he was harassing a former student mate from his high school. And he pled guilty, actually, but the newspaper reported on it, and he was upset about that. And so he kept tweeting about how upset he was. And actually, the newspaper did complain, but nothing was done. And I'm not sure that something should be done because so many lunatics are tweeting violent things, and I don't really want to lock everybody up. So, he kept tweeting and, then he finally went in and sprayed bullets all over this newsroom and killed five journalists for their freedom of speech, I guess you could say. And now they're dead. He's not dead, of course. Very often when there's a mass murder committed by one of these white male incels or just misogynists, they're not killed somehow by the police. If a person of color does this sort of thing very often, they don't even do this sort of thing very often, but if they do anything, if they're holding up a cell phone that looks suspicious, they're killed. But this guy, he's taken in, so he gets to, signal to his fellow incel lunatics out there. Understand this, I believe. The problem is not male sexuality. It's not even masculinity. I love masculinity. I'm a big fan of men. And the problem is not even being an incel, really. Some people are just that way in this society. The problem is misogyny. The problem is this hatred that festers and that is a responsibility of all of us, of the ones who foster it and the ones who are like me and are horrified by it. And for me, only the bonobos show us the way. Really, no humans. I don't know of any humans that show us the way. But the bonobos, yeah, I know. You all think, maybe some of you think I'm like apeshit. And hey, if Jay and Bay are apeshit, I am too. Yeah, bonobos show us that when female empowered, peace through pleasure rules, the males are happy. And they live longer. And they stay relaxed and youthful longer by sharing the power, by not having it all on their shoulders. And of course, our common chimp counterparts show us the kind of the opposite. That when male brutality rules, that the females are raped and that the males are killed very often. And not just the weak males, but the alpha males. They struggle amongst themselves and they kill each other. So nobody's at ease in commonship, though. And so I can only see the bonobo way as a way out of this. And that's why I talk about it a lot, you know. And, you know, there's a book. And there's this show where we try to explore sexuality consensually and learn what we can from each other about peace through pleasure. And tonight, yeah, it's time to go bonobos for the fireworks of sex, not guns, and love, not war. Thank you, Captain Max, and welcome to another show.
Hey, listen, all our resources are to fight these fascists. These are Nazis. These are people that have to be removed from office. And if any of us think it's a joke, you'll see what happens to the sex community shortly.
Well, that's an interesting thing you bring up. And before I introduce my fabulous guests, I just want to say there is a bit of good news going on right now that I heard the other day, which is that the Woodhull Freedom Foundation is suing the government along with a plaintiff and some other people. They're going to bring a suit against the government for SESTA FOSTA, mainly, I think, FOSTA, and that it is unconstitutional. Not just that it harms sex workers, and it does, but even more broadly, it is unconstitutional because it takes away our freedom of speech. All of our freedom of speech, not just sex workers and those who go to sex workers, but also just anyone who wants to talk about sex, or maybe just wants to say, go get fucked, or anything. You're being watched, you're being censored, you're being shadow banned on certain social media. It's all happening. And so, you know, I'm hopeful, I'm fingers crossed, excited that Woodhull Freedom Foundation is doing this. We're, of course, big supporters of Woodhull Freedom Foundation for years, and big supporters of Victoria Woodhull, who was the first woman to run for president. That's right. And she didn't win either. But actually, Hillary kind of did win, I should say. She just didn't get to become president because of our Electoral College. And that is something we have to change. And, of course, the downside of the whole suing action, which is a good action. I've done some lawsuits successfully, and I believe in the power of the courts. But That all depends on who's sitting on the bench. It does. And guess what? It's becoming a Trumpocratic Supreme Court. So, I don't know. I guess, you know, Michael Moore is out there saying, we've got to just, you know, protest and not let them pass another Supreme Court nominee. Okay, let's try to do that.
Yes.
Let's definitely try to do that. Let's do whatever we can. Respect to the women who just got arrested for standing up for the immigrants in the Capitol. People are getting out in the streets. It's kind of important. And I also want to say before I introduce my guests, some of whom don't want to talk about politics, so we might finish up here soon. But I do want to say that I have many Trump supporter clients, and everyone has sexual issues, and maybe Trump supporters have more sexual issues, maybe. And everyone deserves sex therapy. And I'm not pushing anyone out. And we also have Trump supporters that come here to Bonoboville.
Yeah, we isolate them, though.
They're in the back.
But unless they're really hot. So we try to open our hearts to all, as long as you don't shoot us, okay? That we have to draw the line at non-consensual violence.
Or knife us.
No knifing, no shooting, none of that.
Non-consensual shooting.
Please. And with that said, I feel like I have to say it. It's so scary right now. I mean, they just, you know, people just are getting shot in schools, in newspapers, in shopping malls, in movie theaters, all kinds of places. So hopefully this is a gun-free zone, except this gun, baby, shoot the gun between your legs.
Oh, yeah.
So this is my gorgeous ass producer, assistant producer, or associate producer.
Oh!
But she has a great ass tonight, so, well, every night she does. But tonight it has a fun message that we'll have to show off. Woohoo! And that's Phoenix Dawn. And thank you, Goddess Phoenix, for your beautiful neon whip that I have so much fun with. And next to Phoenix Dawn is our friend from DomCon, Jordan the Comic.
Yay!
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Very happy to be here.
Well, welcome to the Little Church of Bonoboville. You being a fellow reverend, I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you very much. Most people know me as the reverend, so I feel right at home.
Yeah, well, we're going to let you preach, reverend.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you appreciate it, too. And congratulations on your impending nuptials.
Thank you very much. I actually got engaged last week.
Yes, very excited.
All right.
Shout out your fiance.
Well, because of the industry she's in, I will leave it as my girl V.
Your girl V. Okay.
She's beautiful.
Oh, my wife. Okay. Seen her. All right. And so right next to the reverend, who I am the irreverend, by the way, so we're not competitive, you know. We also have a lovely young lady who is a porn star, right? Or maybe that's not your total definition. Felicity Feline.
Yay.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, very excited to have you. So are you a porn star?
Yeah, I mean, amongst other things.
What are the other things?
I'm a drummer. I play in a metal band.
All right.
Ooh, yeah. I like your stance here, your sitting position. Looks like you're ready to drum.
I kind of sit like this a lot. You know?
Yeah.
Apparently, I have my legs open a lot.
So. You do? Yeah. With or without the shorts? Both. Yeah.
This is definitely not a problem. So.
All right. All right, so that's Felicity Feline over there. And speaking now over here is Professor Oni.
Hello, everybody.
And those of us who were privileged to hang around right before the show could hear Professor Oni tooting on his horn.
My horn, yes.
Play that horn.
That's great.
I have an antique instrument here, which is good because I'm getting more antique every day. So Made in America, actually. Made in Elkhart, Indiana. So all of the hoopla about American jobs and metal and steel and all that stuff, I support that. But I also, let's be reasonable about these kinds of things. So Max mentioned the photos. Since I know that your staff is really on it, while you were doing your monologue, I was listening with one ear, and I was uploading pictures of what I donated to Twitter. So if you steal them off of my Twitter, you'll be able to see them. But they're hanging in the back.
Okay. That was very technologically complicated. Well,
yes. Well, that's
I mean,
I'm
and that was just with one ear.
With
the
one
other ear.
Ear
was listening. Okay. And so maybe we can show these things, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we could.
They'll figure it out.
Don't be so sure with my staff, but maybe they will. Maybe later we'll bring one in.
Yes, we'll fetch one.
And Professor Oni was last here at our Speakeasy Journal launch, and he has enough aesthetic judgment to have purchased not one but two copies of our first issue of the Speakeasy Journal. The first issue is Splosh and Art. Yay. And we're a little upset, though, Professor Oni, that you're leaving.
Well,
yes,
I know. But, you know, I've always actually been an academic at heart and a researcher, and academia calls me back. And while I've had a really good run with a different part of my profession, I think I'll be able to do even more if I get back in the lab a little bit. So I do hear that they make these things called airplanes, and so periodically I'm happy to hop on one and come back to Bonoboville. Or, you know, you all could come to Florida and visit.
Yay!
Could you get a big house? You know, like
I got to get a big house?
Well, 7 or 8 bedrooms.
Yeah,
well,
we're coming.
For all of Bonoboville to come,
there's actually there's a city in Florida.
Can we move this? Can somebody move this?
Yeah. Let me have that.
There's a little city in Florida called Celebration. Yeah. And it's an entire...
Yeah,
exactly. It's built around a bunch of golf courses, and every house in it is like a 17-bedroom party house.
Mm.
So maybe we can make this happen.
Bunch of golf courses, as long as it's not a Trump golf course.
No,
Mar-a-Lago.
No,
right?
None of that crap. No. Just a big party house with 3 or 4 kitchens and 7 pools and that kind of stuff.
Well, welcome.
Right. So
back and okay. Well, that's making it sound a little appetizing.
Unpacking.
Yeah.
Maybe we can send Phoenix Dawn down on a reconnaissance mission.
Oh.
And if she comes back in one piece, then you all can come.
Oh, okay.
I'll save some lives. It's okay.
There you go.
And next to you is Domina.
Yes,
yes, I pronounced it right. Thank goodness. Yes, Domina Trinity Rose.
Yes, Domina Rose works, Domina especially, but yes, Domina Rose.
Domina Rose, and you have a little slave boy here.
Yes, this is my boy. This is pretty boy.
Pretty boy.
Super pretty.
Okay.
Fits his name.
Yeah. And so, Domina Rose, tell me a little bit about yourself as a femdom.
So I've been a femdom for quite some time. I think maybe 4, 5, 6 years. I don't know. It's not my job to keep track. It's his. But
okay.
So I've been a pro for about 3 years. I got all of my training from Cléo Dubois Academy of S&M Arts.
Oh, Cléo Dubois, yes. A good friend of ours. And her... ex-husband, well, her late husband, the Fakir, was Max published the Fakir's
work. I published
work.
Some of his first pictures.
Oh, wow.
Back in 1971.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
I also went to jail a lot.
Yes.
But it's all right. It's all right. It's good. Nice Republicans, by the way, at that time.
Yes.
Nixon, you know.
Well, I had the pleasure of being mentored by Cléo Dubois for a little while, Eve Menax. Selena Raven.
Oh, Eve Menax.
And
we know
Silver
her.
Griffin out of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And Miss Julie Spanks from Salt Lake City. So I've had some amazing mentors who have helped me a lot with being a not only just a pro dom, but a lifestyle dom. So I have my boy here who I love and adore, and I just tag him along to do things for me. And so people have something pretty to look at. So all my accessories have to match, including
yes.
But
sounds like you have quite a femocratic household.
Something like that, depending on the day. I mean, I don't stick to just one thing. I like to shake things up a little
bit. Are you a switch or you're dom for him?
You know, I get whatever I need when I want it. So if that's a switch, then sure.
Yes.
If that's just a dom thing, then okay too. But that's another thing about like the kink community and everything is that a lot of people think that, oh, you have to be a dom. Yeah. Or you have to pick a title, or you have to pick how you're evolving and your sexuality, this, that, and the other. And it's completely not that way at all. Like, we're going to lay out, you know, the table of food and just pick what you want and do your own thing. So,
you know, I think that's how you could say the LGBT community used to be. It's like you had to pick, you were gay.
Yeah,
or
it's
straight.
The exact same thing.
And now people are much more open to the bisexual, pansexual, omnisexual definition. Or not being defined. And I think BDSM people are kind of opening up too. Maybe sometimes when you first come out into the world, you got to be more delineated. And then as you're more accepted, you can kind of blur the lines a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's actually a little bit along the same lines, but it's kind of a little different where we are from. We're from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, so were you raised Mormon?
All right.
Oh, me personally? Yes, but I still have the papers because it makes for a great sacrilegious place. So.
So you were
a dirty Mormon. Not anymore.
Not anymore. No, I know, but raised.
Yeah, it was an odd experience when you have to try and explain to somebody, oh, you're Mormon. No, but thanks for thinking that since we're from Utah. It's just a stereotype that's assumed when anybody says that we're from Salt Lake City, Utah.
No, I don't know that everybody's Mormon, but I just was wondering if you were raised Mormon.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well then, I mean, I think it's a stereotype because there are a lot of Mormons there.
But
in any case, you know, we've had a lot of fantastic fetish people from the Mormon community. It's almost as many as the Catholic community. Although I guess there's more Catholics, but yeah, it's like sometimes a lot of repression kind of breeds this desire to explore.
Oh yeah, actually, a lot of my clients super heavily religious.
Yeah,
yeah. But it's so much fun to do a whole lot of mind fucking with them. It's just oh yes, oh my goodness, yes. It's so much fun to just finally be able to break them and tell them that they know what they like it, and it's a thing, and it's not terrible to be afraid of it, but just give in.
We love our Jesus, Jackhammer. Right here. Yeah. And so, well, that's everybody sitting around here, but I see someone standing over there who often comes on towards the end of the show, but seeing as it is his birthday show.
Oh.
Birthday week. Ikor the Wolf. Hello.
Oh.
So, come on. Well, where was he? What he sent? He can come here. Okay. Yeah. Oops. Ikor the Wolf. Happy birthday, baby. Mwah. So,
how are you?
I'm good, except I'd be better if you would at least take the jacket off and show your Bonoboville t-shirt, because this is Bonoboville's rap master, the Wolf, and it's your birthday.
Yes.
How you feeling?
Feeling beautiful, feeling great, blessed to have another year.
You call it a life day. Life I noticed. Day. You don't call it a birthday.
Yes, the day that your life started. You know, the days when you were born. It's the life day.
Okay. And you're good to be alive. Now, next week, you're going to visit your son, who also has a life day
right.
this time.
Exactly. So we're like twins.
Yeah. Especially since he's a Chippendale dancer.
Yeah, he is. He's a Chippendale dancer.
And you could be, too. And
I'll let him handle that.
Well, yeah. I mean, but you're Bonoboville's rap master, which is not quite being pretty boy.
No.
But it is.
My pretty boy.
You know, a sex symbol here in Bonoboville. Do you mind being a sex symbol, Igor?
If that's what you want, Doc, I'll take that with you.
It's what I want. It's what the people want. It's what the people need.
It's what the people need.
Yeah.
Give them some of this chocolate.
It's your calling, Igor. You must accept it.
I must accept it.
I must accept it. And you must take your shirt off.
Must accept
yes,
the
that's a requirement. We do want to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, usually it does in the second half. But seeing as it's your birthday, maybe you should do it now.
I think it's very appropriate.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Let's take the mic. And you can tell he's been working out every day of his life. And ooh, here he is, Igor the Wolf.
Shirt off.
Hat off.
So, there I mean, go. Domina is a connoisseur of pretty boys, Domina Rose. So,
you know,
Domina, what
yeah
do you think?
So sorry about that. Yeah, Domina, but I do have my own personal collection in all shapes and sizes, and they're all pretty in their own way if you want to get like that. But also, I thoroughly enjoy make them doing dirty, nasty things that make them pretty. So,
what do you, how would you rate him?
I'm sorry?
How would you rate him, like on a
scale?
1 to 10.
In regards to, what are we thinking? How appealing, how much I think he'd look lovely on his
remember
knees.
Remember, it's his birthday.
That's true. So, like, as an overall?
Yeah, overall.
Like,
yeah.
Overall? Hmm. Yeah. Out of 10?
Yeah,
out of 10. Well.
This is taking a while.
Well, you know, I got to take everything into consideration.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
right
trying to think about BDSM-wise, sex-wise, how pretty he very much is. I'm going to give
very
him, like,
much.
Okay,
ten.
This looks like
ten,
it's
ten
going your way.
10!
All right.
Yay! Happy birthday, Igor!
Thank you. Appreciate it. My first rating.
And I can tell she's not, you know, generous with her tens. She
yeah
doesn't
she
give them
she
to just
like
anybody.
She's
she sounds like
yeah,
a
I heard
tough
her speaking
judge
earlier.
I'm pretty hard to impress. I'm pretty hard to impress.
Thank you. I heard
you're
you speaking
welcome
earlier, too. You have, like, very stern, excited about your game.
Mm. Well, that's the great thing about BDSM and being a pro dom is that your facial
oops
cues are everything.
I guess nice not only do you oh win.
Oh, watch that. No, don't.
Ow.
Oh, careful. Careful.
Wow.
Yes.
Whoa. Look at this. And sparklers. Okay. Don't orgasms for the eyes. Fireworks for Igor's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Igor. Happy birthday to you. You.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to blow
the
them out. They go out on
right
their
perfectly
own.
At the end. Perfectly at the end.
All right.
Yay.
Wow, it's your music.
Yeah.
I guess we're doing everything ass backwards today.
Bass backwards.
You know, sometimes it's better going backwards first.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Back.
Well, I mean, this is a twerking song. It just went down. Just went.
DJ.
There it is again.
DJ Kia for free.
There's the music. I feel like I got to get to know my guests a little better.
I know,
maybe we do. I think we got to get to know our guests just a little bit better before we do our hip hop finale. Okay.
Take the clothes off.
On the other hand, we can always do a little splashing. Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's good.
I wonder
good
who that was better for.
Mm. Well,
yeah,
it's good for
well
me.
The interesting thing is we have, you know, exhibitionists and voyeurs here, and so it's good for everybody.
Everybody.
Absolutely.
Mm. It is. Would anyone else like some splash cake?
Please do.
Oh, good. Oh no, thank you.
Please do.
Well, okay. Okay. More for them.
More for them.
Yeah. All right. So, I guess we can just...
Thank you for that cake, too. That's something wonderful.
Mmm. It's
makes
beautiful.
Me makes me smile.
Doesn't her ass make you smile?
Oh,
too?
Yeah. All that. Everything. Look at that. Professor Oni gets some.
Oh, there you go. A little
yes,
splash.
Yes.
Splash.
Splash. Some of that wolf cake.
Before you leave. Mm-hmm.
That was wolf cake.
Oh. Mm. Oh, yeah. Splash them, baby. Mm. Oh. And she always says bite. Bites.
I bite her, too.
You bit her.
Kisses and bites.
Kisses and bites.
I never like bite.
All right. So, I think I want to get to know this Felicity Feline a little better. You want to come on up here?
She's got a feline look, too. She's got a cat look.
Let's just talk to you a little bit. Yeah.
She needs a mic.
Microphone. We need a microphone. Here you go. Yeah. So, tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from?
Originally from Long Island.
New Yorker. Okay.
Yeah. I'm out in the boondocks. Grew up with beaches.
So
am
I.
Good place to grow up, but I eventually ventured out to the West Coast and felt at home here, you know, with everything I'm doing, you know.
The weather, less clothes, more freedom. Maybe.
Yeah. I love being outside, you know. Just for music, you know. Metal scene's better here, and obviously porn. And I also went to college for nutrition, so I work a lot in health and fitness, and a lot of healthy people out here. So
you're very fit.
Yeah, yeah. I like to be outside and hike, you know. I'm not really into the gym, but...
Okay.
And I love to dance.
Are you a twerker?
I gotta be honest, it's not really one of my skill sets.
What is your main skill as a dancer?
Dancer? I really like pole work, you know. I mean, I think I'm pretty flexible, you know, so kind of show that off and whatnot. But
what if there's no pole?
Oh yeah, there's a fucking flexible.
Oh, there you are doing a back bend. That's pretty amazing. If you're watching right now on Dr. Susan Block.
Don't forget,
TV,
she's also sucking
see.
A dick. She's doing a backbend.
You know what? I didn't even see
that.
That is
right?
Very talented. Your head was in front of that, Professor
Honey.
Now I see. That's even more impressive.
My head was blocking the head.
Wow. Now that's a skill.
So essentially, you're a cock blocking her.
That was a fun shoot, I guess.
It was called Fucking Flexible for Evil Angel, and I had a great time shooting that, you know. Got to show off various skill sets.
I did very well there. And are you into BDSM at all or not so much?
You know, I've shot a lot of different types of scenes, especially earlier in my career. I did a lot of BDSM, you know, very rough scenes. I definitely pushed myself outside of my comfort zone, you know.
As a sub or as a top?
Sub. I'm not a dominant person. I don't consider myself, but I respect people that can do that. It definitely takes a level of confidence and whatnot. But, you know, I think it's good. It's not really my thing. I'm more sensual, you know? And I realized that over the years that I would rather be more sensual with my sexuality and, you know, it kind of works better. But I completely understand the desire, though, for BDSM. It's a great release.
Uh-huh. Well, you're very sensual there. And, I mean, I would go beyond that and say sexual.
That too,
Yeah, yeah. There's quite a bit of fucking and sucking.
Well,
yeah.
It's all different, too. Like, everybody, some people do kink and sex all, you know, meshed together, and that's super fun. But I also know a lot of people who separate them, who don't include sex in their kink play, but it's the kink's more like foreplay, and then the fucking goes on later. So like it's just like the title thing. It's just like the persona thing. We're not gonna tell you have to, you know, you have to be a sub. I can tell Jordan over there, you know, you might look pretty on the knees on your knees over here.
Well, I'm a switch, and I think I'd get down on my knees for you. I'm just saying.
Really?
We'll have to talk later.
Oh,
sounds good.
Okay.
But so are you just meeting tonight, the two of you?
I believe we met at DomCon LA.
We've met a couple times
at
this year's DomCon and last year in LA.
Yes, we love DomCon. We're all big DomCon attendees, and I have done the Femdoms of the Wild, the Bonobo Way, 3 years in a row. So, and love Mistress Cyan. And, of course, that's where I met the Reverend. So, Reverend...
Yes.
Are you ready to preach to us a little bit?
I believe so. Because I've got a great DomCon story.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about DomCon.
Okay.
It has become a little bit more folklore, almost. And so basically what had happened was the very first year we went out to DomCon Atlanta, I walked in and we started doing setup and everything. And that's when Master Gabriel, who's head of the House Ravenblood, which I'm a part of, sat there and said, okay, I think we're done. I'm going to check in with Mr. Cyan and Mark and everybody. Go up and shower because you're a sweaty, dirty mess, which at that point in time was not the fun, dirty, sweaty mess. But so I get up there, and you know that weird latch that is on every hotel room where if you bump it, it just locks the door? Did you know that if you barely touch the thing, it'll lock? Master Gabriel found that out. Because I went into the room, and I flipped the switch, and I knocked it just enough so that the door jamb engaged. So I'm in the shower, just getting all clean, when I hear, hi, friend! I'm in the shower! Little did I know, he's at the door going, God damn it, Reverend, open the door. So this happened for another like 10 minutes because I like a long shower. So when I come out, I run out and I'm like, hi, friend, I found the mini fridge. Stop. And all of a sudden I hear, open the goddamn door, Reverend. Oh, shit. So I turn around, I open it up, and he just storms in like, really? You didn't hear me? I'm like, no, because I'm hard of hearing. So, no, I didn't hear nothing. So I thought it was over. But the very next day, Mistress Melissa is walking down the aisle and comes up to our booth and goes, you know what, Master Gabriel, I think the Reverend here should wear some of your stuff to draw people in. And at the time, all we had was, like, the frilly collars, the hot pink colors. And Master Gabriel gets this look of, and whenever you see that one, it's, you fucked up. So he turns back to Mistress Melissa and goes, yeah, okay, you've got 10 minutes. Do whatever you want. And Mistress Melissa gives that look of, I just got a Christmas present. So I wish I brought the picture with me, but in 10 minutes, she has me in a strap-on harness with a dragon tail sticking out of the cockpiece. She has me in the frilliest pink collar she could find. A mask with a big old rose on it.
Oh, just, wow.
I looked so interesting that even for DomCon, as she's, you know, pulling me down the aisle, all I hear is, Mistress Melissa, hi-ho! And then they see me and they're like, what the fuck is this? And we walk up to Master Gabriel, and Master Gabriel turns, sees me, and just drops to the floor laughing. And I love that story because it has now become infamous. And I can't live it down, so now I just own it. So I've talked about this on stage for DomCon, LA, and New Orleans. And the lesson here is don't lock Master Gabriel out of a room.
Is that the funny part?
Is that the preaching part? I guess that's the
hobbling. I want to know about her. She's a drummer. Can we hear your music or something? Yeah. Can we find
you
it anywhere?
You can check it out online. But okay.
We can't hear you now. We're not online. We're actually in real time. You know, these people that say, check it out online, we are actually gathered together here in Bonoboville.
Physically.
In real time.
Space.
Physically. In the same space. Well, you're also guilty. You posted your art instead of just bringing it in.
No, I brought it, but it's
5 minutes.
We're going to bring it. No. We're going to bring it. We're going to bring reality into the room.
Also, Ron Jeremy's here.
Ron Jeremy's here. Let's say hello to Ron Jeremy.
He'll come. So, Ron.
Come say hello. Don't take too much time.
Don't be shy.
Doc, hey, you can also find her at FelicityDrums.com. FelicityDrums.com.
FelicityDrums. Hi, Ron.
.com.
Here, have a seat. How you doing? Whoops. He needs a mic.
Good. Famous Ron.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hold on. Wait.
Welcome back to...
Just made the mic Jewish.
The room.
Get it.
The womb room.
Yeah, actually, as the mayor, am I still
the mayor of Bonobo?
Official, unofficial
yeah,
mayor.
You haven't been deposed yet.
No.
Oh, right. We're going to have an election, though. Might be a blue wave.
That's fair.
Or a red wave.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But it's a great little species, you know?
Yes. What? Thank you. Go Bonobos. Mm. So how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Traveling a lot.
That's all you can say, because I think we've got to go, right? We've got to go. We're going to be back.
Ron. Thank you, and good night, Ron.
We're going to be right back.
Some fireworks and Bonoboville Communion and all kinds of fun, BDSM and who knows what else. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
With porn drummers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
And I am back and between two sexy men. Birthday boy, Ikor the Wolf. Yay! Mm-hmm. And by the way, we have another birthday boy, but he's busy shooting. Shoot cameras, not guns. That's another one of our mottos. And that is Hugo,
Flores. Happy birthday, Hugo.
Happy birthday, Hugo.
Show him on some camera. No camera can show him. No, no, cameras don't turn here. Okay, oh, he doesn't want to. Okay, no, he's there. He's happy. Okay, you want to sing a happy birthday? You want to do it on, should we have a duet? We also have Professor Oni right here.
As a key.
And he is on his horn. And
it's a happy birthday to this fellow. Are we ready? Here you go.
You're a switch.
I do weddings, bar mitzvahs, funerals, churches.
Yeah. Well, this is the Church of Bonoboville. And thank you for our birthday boys. All right. And I want to show off this beautiful piece of art that Professor Oni has given to the Speakeasy Gallery of Erotic Art here in Bonoboville. And it's a beautiful aerial bondage shot.
That's hardcore.
That's gorgeous.
Thank you. This is you're sitting on my wire there. later, baby,
you
later.
You could spank her for that.
I will. This is one of many photos that I took as part of a project called Lifestyle Images, which was an opportunity for people, some of them are models, some of them are not, who were exploring different ways of expressing sexuality to have a safe space to be as whatever they wanted to be was. And so the idea was to allow people to...
You can see right into her womb room.
Yes.
Pull it up there.
To voice intention. And then
and
I
who's
would,
that?
That is a model that we're looking at right now. Is a model feet. Named... Goddess Narcissa.
I'm glad I'm not
City.
The only one that takes a while to say somebody's name.
Yeah, Goddess Narcissa in New York City. Well, you know, the problem is I know their real names and their stage names, so I have to remember the stage
name.
But
something.
That's Goddess Narcissa, and that's another good example of somebody who's a professional dominant who also enjoys being in rope artistically. And so we worked together to create a very power-neutral opportunity just to create a really interesting photograph.
And
so
I almost don't know if there's a dominant or submissive there. It seems like it's more like a fetish experience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
where you're dominating in terms of doing the tying up and positioning her, but she's so dominant in terms of her feminine power.
Right, right. And then this is a model, Raya, that I worked with a lot in Seattle. And really great. It started out with a tattoo project, and then she said, "Oh, and don't you do that rope stuff?" And I said, "Yeah, well." And so we did that rope stuff.
Beautiful, and that's kinbaku bondage, which
that was back
a
in
form
my
of shibari, but
yep.
more erotic, I
Correct.
Guess, more focused on eroticism.
Yep.
I learned that.
You learned that
from the
somebody.
Professor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Class
and then
is
I think
open.
There's one more. I don't know if they have it. Maybe not. There was one more photo that I did, which was a needle art project with somebody that I played with in Vancouver, who's not a model. There she is. And so she was very in tune with her chakras.
And you
so
just
we called
needled
this,
her right up her spine.
Yeah, rising kundalini.
And, you know, Cléo Dubois has done a lot of that with feathers. I remember seeing some of
Yes, so a lot of people refer to those as dream catchers. If you do feathers within the hubs of the needles. Mm-hmm. Or when I do my needle play, I love taking, like, ribbon or thread or and creating a pattern on their backs or... You know, their breasts or their cocks, you know, whatever. But, super fun.
Super fun.
Super
well,
fun.
Thank you. Let's give some applause, first of all, to Professor Oni's art, both
Beautiful.
In terms of the bondage itself and the photography. It's kind of, they go together, you know. And it just so happens the July issue of Cosmo. Featuring Camila Cabello on the cover.
also features a Q&A with moi.
Oh,
that's right, your Cosmo sexologist. And I'm in two questions. I'm in two cues. Usually they just have me in one, but I'm in two. And yeah, it's all in print here. But let me just say that, first of all, the second one is about domination. How can I let my mate know I want to try being dominated in bed? There you go, Cosmo, okay. Not when I was a Cosmo girl growing up, but that's what it is now, and more power to the modern Cosmo girl, even though...
Which is banned.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's banned in one of those Walmart or something. You have to... ask for it. It's
it
in the back room. That's how risque this is. I mean, look what she's wearing, shorts. I mean, what's the big deal? But this is the Trumpocracy we're sort of getting into.
It's not that. It's not what she's wearing. It's not what you're seeing. It's what they're talking about.
Talking about female empowerment.
Right.
Erotic empowerment.
Yeah.
Yes, female erotic empowerment. And that's... I guess getting, you know, verboten once again. So, got to fight for our rights, girls. I mean, Roe v. Wade, not something you can take for granted anymore. Not with the Supreme Court that is formulating right now. So, anyway, so there's this great little basic, you know, beginner's advice, you could say, for domination, for when you're just bringing it up for the first time and maybe just doing a spanking with doggy style, mm-hmm. you know, just something like that, putting it into the sex act. Or if you don't want to put it in the sex act, like Domina Rose was saying, maybe
you'll get it eventually.
Something else, like if you want to be a submissive in some other way, like getting down on your knees in the middle of a fun conversation about kind of going along with whatever your partner wants to do, you make it more of a role play. And that way you can just kind of gradually kind of insert the art. And it is an art and a bit of a science, especially the way Professor Oni practices it. And it sounds like also the way Domina Rose practices it. It's a science, the art and science of BDSM. So this is for beginners in Cosmo. And then they also have a question for me about car sex, which is one of the rare times that I actually was a little conservative. Because although I encourage everybody to enjoy sex in parked cars in your own driveway, because it's a lot of fun to have sex in cars, and sometimes it's convenient, and that's the only place you've got, especially when you're young.
Yep.
You know, that's where you've got, right?
High school days.
That's called autoerotic.
There you go.
Come on, folks. That's funny.
Ron Jeremy knows that. It is. Funny. It's funny.
You said autoerotic?
Yeah. I think we're all kind of in a subdued mood, but it is funny, and it is fun to have sex in a car, and a lot of people even fetishize their car. There's a whole fetish, you know, for car, the car itself. There are, and I don't see anything wrong with that if it's going to prevent a mass murder.
It's like Christine.
Make love to your upholstery in your car. It's okay, or your stick shift, or whatever
you want to do.
But not while you're driving. See, that's where I get conservative, is I say, don't do it while you're driving, you know, because it's not consensual to the other people on the road.
Right.
You know, and plus, you're giving a nice BJ while your guy is driving along, and then he has to stop suddenly and, you did a Lorena Bobbitt without even meaning to.
Oh.
Now, not all of you know who Lorena Bobbitt is. That's an old reference, right?
Oh, I got that one.
Okay. Yeah. She actually meant to cut her boys off, and that's not very nice. But sometimes it can happen by accident, you know, a bite and... and so no car sex while the car is moving. And also watch out for car sex even when you're stationary, where people can see, because there's a lot of Puritans out there. And, you know, our friends Be Live and Danielle Watts, they were just having, you know, kind of friendly sex in the car, you know. And yeah, kind of covered up, but sort of doing it, you know, in her in his lap. And they get you know, reported to the police and TMZ. Just everything. Exactly.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, although it might be kismet because maybe if it hadn't happened, I wouldn't have gotten them on the show. So I don't know. You know, as Be Live says, sometimes the bad is good. So we've got to always try to find the silver lining.
Who said that?
And
was
yet,
bad, you know?
We got to fight the Nazis. I mean, I don't want to make that sign. No, I mean, fight the Nazis and fight against discrimination and the definite icing of America that is going on right now. It's chilling. But, okay, so
we
check out Cosmo, July issue, brothers and sisters, all patriotic. Yeah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
And good to spank with, too.
Yeah.
Right, there we go. Yep.
Patriotic
We're
spank.
So
that's
patriotic.
A patriotic spank.
That is a patriotic spank.
You got to make sure you get both sides. Can't leave her lopsided.
Oh, uh-huh. Thank you. Well, maybe yeah. You want to try.
You got to get the CK.
Okay, get the
CK
other side. There you go.
I
got to
roll this. I
got to
roll this.
Oh, you're going to roll it. Okay. She's a roller. Yeah.
She's fierce.
Different types.
I was told by somebody to make sure we microphone these spanks. Mm.
Oh, okay. Well, you can be in charge of that.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's a nice view.
Nice view.
Honey, yes. It's Domina, not Mistress.
Yes, that's
Sorry.
Right.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Spank that Domina word into that
rump.
That's the fuck
I'll make
Trump
you
she
rump.
She don't mean it.
Remember
the
it.
Fuck Trump rump.
She don't mean it.
Okay.
Lovely rump. Oh, I dented your copy.
Thank you. All right. So now that
it,
might lead into we were talking, Domina Rose, about... You know, possibly you demonstrating a little bit of your domination of the lovely pretty boy here.
Yeah, I didn't bring any toys with me, but Professor over here lent me his.
He's like a Boy Scout of BDSM.
Yeah, always
I swear.
Prepared.
Always prepared.
Always
he is.
Prepared. So we're gonna beat my pretty boy just a little bit. He'll be fine.
Come here, come here, come here.
Professor, only if you stay Phoenix. Ready, you ain't got to get ready.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, here she is, Domina Trinity Rose, in a beautiful corset that is very
He's been
leathery.
A bad boy.
And he's been a bad boy,
he
and he's
terrible.
In a
well,
best.
Well, he might be a really good boy. Mm. See, that's the interesting thing, yeah. Because
right.
this is now a
You've been too good.
A lot of attention by his Domina,
yes.
And the care and attention that she's giving him is actually a really good reward. Okay. So,
educators.
Yeah, he really, he's kind of on the both sides of that coin.
I would ask my beautiful ass producer to hold a microphone for our guest if she was here. But since she's not, maybe someone else could.
How'd you guys meet?
Yeah. Well.
Oh.
That's a good question. I was going to ask something else about it, but more direct question first. Just was that a spanking for
good
being
or
good or bad?
It's actually to help him remind himself that when he's wearing my collar, it comes with rules.
So it's sort of like a maintenance spanking.
Yes.
That's what they that's what they call those, maintenance spankings.
Right.
Yes, indeed. So it's a combination of good and bad, kind of on the fence to prevent you from being bad.
She sent a yes. message out there. Huh?
She asked a good question.
Well,
here's how they met, I think.
Now,
right.
How did you meet? That's the next question.
So, I met him in the vanilla world.
Oh.
In the vanilla world through employment.
Oh. And was he vanilla?
In a cubicle?
Oh, yes. Very, very kink open-minded, but hadn't been shown the way.
But you were already a Domina.
I've talked him into it.
Uh-huh.
With his consent, of course.
Yes.
But he's training and doing very well. Good
and
so far.
Can he speak?
I don't know. Can he?
Okay.
Yeah, I can totally speak.
Oh, totally. Listen to
you
him.
Can
he
hold
sounds
that
like
too.
A regular guy. Yeah. All right, pretty boy.
So, like, there's regular life, and, like, how everybody has regular life. Like, everybody goes to the grocery store.
I don't know how everybody is anymore. I swear to God, this has been such a crazy week, year, 2 years. But anyway, okay, you're vanilla in the regular world.
Yeah, like, in the same way that, like, everybody has to go to the grocery store, but, like, otherwise...
I don't go to the grocery store.
Well, yeah, but when I'm not, you know, doing stuff like that, yeah, it's pretty much this all the time. Mm.
Okay, so it's when you're not doing stuff, do you have a job, regular job?
Yeah, I have a regular job.
Can you say, like, in a ballpark way what it is?
I do legal stuff.
Legal stuff. Yeah. Wow, that's a good thing to do.
It's good for me, too, because I don't have to do nearly as much thinking. He's my calendar, my contact.
Second brain.
Yes, exactly. I've got, that's another thing with my caller. One of them is... service, devotion, and obedience. I should have made you say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but, have him say it. What is the caller?
I'm sorry. This is me telling you. Tell me what my caller means.
It stands for service. It stands for obedience. And it stands for devotion.
Do you want to tell me about those? How about let's... service. Tell me about service.
So service means that I do the little stuff so that you can focus on the big stuff. Mainly me, but a lot of other stuff that you do.
Maybe. Okay. You're in the top three. How about that?
I'm definitely in the top three. I can live with top three.
Okay. Tell me about obedience.
Obedience means I do the stuff you asked me to do the first time you asked me to do it, not the second or the third time.
No, because I don't wait.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
Good. And tell me about the last bit, devotion.
Devotion means I'm yours, all yours, and nobody touches your color except for you.
Or you, if, like, you need to adjust
stuff, yeah.
What happens if somebody reaches for that collar? What do? Bite them?
They're not going to have fingers after I'm through with them.
Ooh.
No. It's actually, like, a social protocol within the community that if someone's wearing a collar, do not touch the collar. Don't do it. I don't care
don't
if it's
it.
Your own. I don't care if you're locked to somebody else.
It's not only firecrackers that can burn off your fingers.
So
it's Domina Rose.
That's the thing.
Especially if you say Domina as opposed to Domina.
Well, it's
why? Why? Why do you like Domina instead of Domina?
So when I was going through Cleo's course and everything to get my training and whatnot, I wasn't necessarily sure. I was like, well, a lot of people go by mistress. I don't care for mistress. I mean, I, by all means, doc, like I, whatever floats your boat. But I don't like mistress because mistress is a... has an assumed stereotype of being the other woman. I'm not the other woman, I'm the woman.
How long is the training would last? How many days, weeks, months?
Training never ends. Never ends. I'm always learning. I myself will go to classes and talk to people and pick up new skills. So I'm still learning, and I'm 4 or 5 years deep.
All right.
Well, yeah.
and a lot of these relationships really are ongoing... fluid.
Work in progress.
It works in progress, and what starts out as these are what our goals are, in 4 or 5 months, though some of those goals have been really mastered, and now it's time to add on, and life changes, and so long-term DS relationships that last 15, 20 years, you see an arc of evolution that really doesn't stop. What does remain constant are those fundamental principles of the devotion and the commitment from both sides to protect and honor and really worship each other.
Well, in addition to that, it's it helps with headspace. BDSM is all about headspace. I mean, if my boy here wanted to get into his cute little red panda persona, then he'd have to switch in headspace. If that means I have to put a tail in him. Or
I'd like to see that.
Or something like that to help him, you know, change that mindset. Like, okay, I'm a slave, I'm in service, good job, gold star, but now I get to be my little red panda self.
Mm. Yeah, just
so do we have an audio tape that we're going to
be,
maybe...
I'll be right back.
Oh.
Where are you going?
Now, do you have ever had a true relationship like outside of the or fail for one of the subs, one of your pets or what your slaves?
It's a little complicated because I'm polyamorous as well, so I have multiple partners, some of which who are strictly professional, like they're my clients, they come and see me, I take care of them, they go home.
Right.
Pre-defined end of discussion. But with my...
Is Pretty Boy polyamorous too?
When I allow him to be.
Oh, and you do sometimes. Oh, I hear some interesting sounds. These are the sounds of...
Could it be?
Felicity Feline. Felicity Feline, is this your sound?
Okay.
Yeah, it's my band Garbies.
Your garbage. What is it called?
Garbies.
Garage rock.
Garbies.
Okay.
It's more like sludge metal. You know, it's sludge. Like Mastodon meets Black Sabbath meets Internaut. Like
and you're on the drums, right? In this band.
Yep.
You do any singing in the band as well?
No, I don't. I don't sing.
Are you the only girl, or are there other females?
No,
in the
it's
band?
Just me.
Just you, and these are guys singing about what? I can't understand.
Struggles of life, primarily.
What's the name of this?
This song?
Yeah.
This is called Red Grave.
Red Grave.
As in Lynn.
Right. Yeah, we know his ex-husband. Right.
Susan, you know Red Grave.
I absolutely do.
Inside joke.
Uh-huh.
Do you perform at the clubs, local clubs here?
Yeah, we're playing at Whiskey A Go-Go July 26th.
Nice.
And then
nice.
Five Star Bar August 4th. You know,
great.
Getting out there. It's been like 6 months together, so.
Okay.
Nice.
Keep rocking.
All right. So, we got this music. Are we going to, how much time do we have? Can I know how much time we have? We have 15 or 20. Okay. 20. Well, I think we're getting to the point where we could hear, go from this music. I don't know, unless people want to dance to this music. Do you dance to this music?
You more like rock. He's more like kind of bop. He's kind of like bop.
I'm trying to be like...
I DJ too and do electronic music, but this is a different... type of expression.
Feel you would do to this music? Like drive through the desert on a motorcycle, or
I do ride. So and I spend half the month in Vegas. So on the I-15, it's a good time to listen to that.
Do you have sex to this music?
Yes. Definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I definitely like darker sounding metal and music in general for sex. You know,
what does it do for you? I mean, what is it like? It's like something mental for you. It just takes you there.
What, listening to music while having sex?
No, that kind of music. That
yeah, I mean, like,
just
I just...
takes her there.
You know,
I mean, I know about music.
Let me get this straight.
I'm a musician.
He's going to show what he knows about music in just a moment.
You have sex to your
I'm just saying,
music.
Like, that particular music, what does it do? You know, like, what it turns you on?
That's kind of sexy.
Heavier sounds. I mean, I'm drawn to, like, a wide spectrum of music, but...
No doubt.
Metal and heavier sounds, like, they kind of bring out my more masculine energy, you know? Like, and... I have a lot of energy, so it's just a good way for me to release it, you know? And then, like, electronic and, you know, like, techno and dubstep, that's more of, like, my feminine side, and I want to, you know, dance to that.
That's why I asked this question.
It's just music is
Release.
If someone masturbates to their own music, could that be called masturbation?
I think it's got to do with that sex in the car, auto erotic. It's all good to, I think a lot of people are, you know, jacking or jilling off to their own music or to their own selfies or to their own porn that they make themselves.
I'm guilty of that.
I think it's kind of a trend now. And that's why a lot of porn companies are going out of business because so many people are making their own. But then again, you know, there's always looking for more, and the precious incels, of course, they can't make their own, so they need us.
I think just because our society, too, is it's, you know, everyone is so fixated on their own ego and they become addicted to themselves, you know? So. Mm.
And we have the technology to kind of permit that. And
yes.
And in a way, it's all exciting and sort of like a lot of dessert. But in another way, it isolates ourselves from each other. And that's why, you know, it's good to gather together and have actual sex sometimes. Or, you know, just commune, right?
And certainly concerts are a great way to do that.
Sure.
And you have another cake, is that it?
Same old cake.
Oh, same old cake.
Yeah.
Okay, but you would like to bring it on, or?
What are we doing with it?
She's got her the cake here with her. And, okay, how about if I have some off of your nipple? Yes. Can you prepare my dessert, please? Because I think I should wet my whistle, though. Could I have that water, please? All right, I am going to celebrate Ikor's birthday by eating his cake off of Phoenix's nipple. But you got to come up here, honey.
Her nipple.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, beautiful American.
Don't drop the
cake.
Whoa,
don't drop the cake. Right. Okay.
Don't drop the cake.
You don't need to. I just need to put the cake somewhere. Okay, so the cake.
Eat the cake, enemy. Eat the cake.
I know, right? I love
okay, so here, just sit down. You can just sit.
Actually, my boy can hold
wait,
that.
Where are you going?
Wait.
Oh, there you go.
Here.
I got to put him
back
to use.
That's right. Okay.
Great, let him
so,
hold it.
Here she is.
Well, yeah.
My plate. Oh, you put a lot of cake there, girl. Thank you. I don't know if I can have all that.
Watch your microphone.
Okay, I got to watch the microphone. All right, here we go. I'm going to celebrate Ikor's birthday. You could have a little harmonica or some music. Doesn't necessarily have to be.
Happy birthday!
Yes.
Yummy.
And you did that in front of the Facebook camera?
I did.
Oh, we are now.
Whoops.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I don't
did.
Know. Where's the
it's right there.
What? Right here.
Why is it still there?
Can you push your microphone up, please?
Okay.
Move that camera.
Well, I did telegraph that I was going to do it. I said I was going to do it.
She
did that. So, Mark, you should have shut your eyes.
Yeah, Mark.
Why is he still?
All right. So, I'm not sure what that. Nobody was in charge of it. Okay. So, anyway, moving right along, there is cake on the floor. Can we get that off the floor before it gets smushed? Thank you. Okay. And.
I don't actually think she should have picked it up with her hands.
Is that right?
Yes. And I think since she, we had a spanker, I don't think spanking her was enough. So I think
no.
That gate should go back on the carpet, out of your hand, completely out of your hand. All right.
So that was so teacher-like. I know there's more.
Now you're interrupting. You should be the one that's been getting spanked. Okay.
No.
It is his birthday.
That's true. We might have to administer some spankings. Alrighty, girl. With your mouth and your tongue only, and do not bore me. Go. See, isn't that more appealing than her picking it up with her hands? I said no hands.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Pick it up. We're cleaning. I did mention I don't want to wait. I don't like to, which means I don't.
And now the knee is going right into the icing.
And
no, not quite.
That
kind of
defeats the purpose.
Well.
But it was much, much... much nicer to see, so thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Phoenix, for that beautiful performance. And
I can't ruin your carpet.
Domina Rose. But we still have it on the carpet because that was, folks, a performance. And very often you will find as you get into the BDSM world that BDSM cleaning doesn't always get things clean. It kind of needs to be done again is how it works.
That's not its purpose.
Yeah.
So we have no expectations.
And now that has gone into the carpet with the knee. Okay. Well, hey, it's working. Okay. So I think we should have as a grand finale our birthday boy singing his anthem. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
You've been speaking political. It's like the 4th of July.
Yeah. I think you have cake on you.
Yes, Phoenix Dawn. Cake antics.
So, the 4th of July, right. And this is not exactly a twerking crowd.
Nah.
It would be nice, but it isn't. Nah. Okay, all right. So, let's do...
Ain't no bad girls in here today.
I guess not, except me.
Of course.
I need a lighter.
There's good girls in here today.
Let me do it. Yeah, okay, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. It is...
Don't get patriotic with it today. You
a
know
kind
what I mean?
Of a patriotic
yes.
time. And we all have different kinds of patriotism, mm-hmm. different ways to express it. Mm-hmm. Some people seem to think patriotism means, you know, it's us versus them. It's like citizens and immigrants or black and white or men and women or Democrats and Republicans, North and South, you know, Trumpers and resistors. And yet, I mean, the truth of the matter is...
Dr. Susie.
Yeah, the truth of the matter is...
Dr. Susie.
That, yes, Max. Yes. The truth of the matter is that we are one. And we're about to hear all about that from our birthday rap master of Bonoboville, Ikor the Wolf.
Yes. Throw them ones up, everybody, because this is Independence Week. We are one, we are unity, we are unified, we are the human race of all kinds, of all dominions, of all sexual preferences, of slaves, pets, BDSM, kink, heterosexual, DR, all the whole gamut. We are one. Would y'all agree?
Yes.
Would y'all agree? Yes. So throw them ones up. Let me hear y'all say, we are one.
We are one.
We are one. We are I need some volume on that too, Abe, Mar. We are one. Yes. We got to do this together, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the Reverend Ikor the Wolf.
The Reverend.
That's right. Got a whole meeting of reverends here.
Yeah. We only got this one go round in life, though, y'all. So make this one go round your sweetest. Make this one go round your sweetest. No need for no regrets. Just keep moving forward. That's all we have is forward. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not here. It's about now. The moment we are in. Oh, I can get it poppin'. I can be grimy and greasy real easy. Believe me, that's nuts. Been on the blocks, trapping the spots, evading the cops till I got popped. My handcuffs is on my wrist. Sit down a minute, think about that. While I'm in the thinking, I got shit to finish. Earth needs me, handcuffed. And I won't stop giving the props, throwing up peace and showing my love and all of the above. That's what I'm all about. Now let Wolf shout, I love y'all. Now let it trickle down, let it fall. Like the season, good peeps don't need reason to be nice. That's for them souls who's cold as ice. And I don't think twice, I got till six and take six more steps to have your 12. Mama, daddy, elders raised me well with integrity, which led to my humanity. Is gonna take the man and me to confidence this insanity. Tupac, throw them ones up, y'all. We are one. You and I. Together. Can I get some more volume on that AIDS? Yeah, we need to feel it out here. Together. Yeah, storm the weather. We are one. We are one. We are one. Together. Yeah. Sometimes society and life can feel like a bad storm. Infinite thunder and lightning. But you keep striking, keep fighting, sticking and moving. Showing and moving. That just with a little peace, I can go a long way. So Wolf is here to help pave the way for more peace. We already got war in our own streets. From here to the Middle East and abroad. But I'm down for the cause. Been had my call of humanity. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, rest in peace. Rep the belly of the beast with a Detroit state of mind. L's I, and I ain't shot, cause I got love to
spread. If love is my butter, then earth is my bread. Let's eat in peace like kings and queens. We feast and sing. Can we all just get along? R.I.P. Rodney King, Doc, Martin Luther. I'm still pushing your dream, cause we are what? I want. Throw them ones up, y'all. Yes. You and I together intertwine. Look at all this racist in here. All the racist, all the different racist people in here tonight. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one.
We are one. We are one together.
I guess I won't see the peace that I need until I reach the streets of the G-O-D. Until then, I'm going in swimming. P-O-L, yep, I'm the guy. Swim by, I said hi, and then left water bubble. The water's in trouble, so bartender, give him a double. Glass of integrity mixed with a shot of humanity. The ultimate boilermaker, ultimately for the sake of mankind. We need to intertwine racial shine. Elevate our minds like we can hit the finest lines. And cush lungs, push, blow to the world, reach to a man. Woman, touch a boy, touch a girl, but with no Sandusky, trust me. You don't want the state paying big up to Penn State. Don't let one man's hate steal that school's fate. I think that school's great. So go kids, educate, graduate, demonstrate that we are what? Throw them up, y'all. One, together, you and I, together. Everybody out there that's watching the Dr. Block show tonight, remember what I said, we are one, we are one. For all those racist people out there, you can't win with it, because we are one, no matter what, no matter what you think, no matter what you say, we are one, together.
Yeah, Equa the Wolf, live from Nashville on the Dr. Susan Block show.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Together. On America's birthday.
America's birthday.
Oh, it's one of those birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
Explosives.
There's all kinds.
Explosives.
Explosives. Yeah, well, I think we're just about out of time with enough time to thank all my guests. So, first of all, my birthday. Boy, guy, rap master of Bonoboville, Ikor the Wolf. Tune in to his show and catch him if you can. The Wolf's Den. Yeah. And I hope you have a great birthday week.
Oh, man, it's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nice. Every day is nice.
And
every day is our birthday.
Thank you, Jordan the comic, the Reverend. Of Dom Con.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Sanctuary. Thank you, Sanctuary. Thank you, Dom Con.
Rep. No, Rep.
Mistress Cyan. And thank you, Ron Jeremy, for joining us.
Always.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Felicity Thaline over here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, good luck with your drumming. And Domina.
It was a pleasure. Thank Rose. You very much.
Yes. And Pretty Boy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck with your adventure together.
It's going to be always improving.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for holding the cake all through the whole song and everything.
I got to put him to use. Make sure he's useful.
And thank you, Professor Oni.
My pleasure, as always.
Yeah, well, you know, good luck in Florida. We're going to miss you.
Thank you.
And, you know, come back and see us.
I will certainly do that, and I will watch you on the airwaves.
All right. Well, of course. It's, you know, no distance now. All right, brothers and sisters, I would thank Phoenix. Where's Phoenix?
She's working hard. She's working hard.
Coming.
All right, so where are my publications? I have my spanking glove, but nobody got spanked hard enough to get a spanking glove. No, so. All right. Bum, bum, bum. Okay. Check out Cosmo. Oops. And it's on stands now. Excuse me. It's Chuck and Trump's hair. Okay. So that's a naughty boy. I should spank him. Nobody spanked him tonight. So I am going to, because, you know, I think he's the root of a lot of the malaise that we're feeling. And maybe I'll spank him with a Cosmo. And with a speakeasy journal. Which gives me an excuse to say, pick up your copy at your local Amazon. Or you can find it at drsusanblock.com/speakeasy. And we will sign it for you, and Ecor's in it. And this issue is Splosh. And our next issue will be Spanking for Adults Only.
By the way, the magazine comes with mustard and ketchup.
Yes, of course.
When you order it.
Mm. And
it really does.
Follow the Bonobo Way. That's right. Bonobos empower the females. It's the only great ape species that does do that. Certainly, humans aren't terribly good at that. We're trying, but it's a lot of hit and miss. But bonobos do. And the males are happy and live longer and stay younger, longer. And there's never been a bonobo seen killing another bonobo in the wild or captivity because they have a lot of sex. That's number one. And number two, they empower the females. And number three, the males are happy about it. So follow the bonobo way. It's the only way, I think, for human society to evolve. Otherwise, we'll just keep going and going into this, you know, common chimp male brutality, female brutality, because of course the male energy gets into the females, and then the females brutalize each other and males, as we've seen. Females can brutalize males on all sides of the political spectrum. We have to see that we are one, that we are a community. And yeah, I think we see that through sex. I mean, there's other ways. There's altruism and music. But music is sex in sound, you know. It's why a lot of people have sex to music. But yeah, the bonobos have a lot of sex, and it's consensual sex. And some of it's like BDSM, where one bonobo dominates another bonobo. And it works in the sense that they never kill each other. Now, they are highly endangered, of course, but that's not because of their lifestyle. That's because just about every species is suffering from human so-called civilization. And, well, you know, we can't blame Trump for all of that, but we certainly can for the escalation. Right. So you do what you can do, and what we do is celebrate the fireworks of sex. So join us. Practice the bonobo way. Make love, not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you or your car, you know, auto erotica. That kind of thing. It's okay. Right. I love you. Mwah.
Professor Oni. Saxophone and Ron Jeremy on harmonica. Live from Bonoboville. In the after party of the Dr. Susan Block Show.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.